It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, part of All Things Considered during its afternoon drive statewide broadcast on Fridays. And then each week, Helping Hand is put online at hawaiipublicradio.org, where you can find all the segments archived. We put the spotlight on a topic, organization, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and thank you for listening. Today, we are welcoming back Aloha Independent Living Hawaii. This is an organization we've featured many times on Helping Hand, and they play a unique role in Hawaii. They give people with disabilities in the Aloha state the choice of where to receive independent living services. It's a seriously important way for people who have a disability to be able to retain independence, and the majority of the board members and staff, actually, people with disabilities, so they have a way of understanding the situation that many people fall into, and then therefore be able to try to find the right agencies, because there are lots of agencies, there are lots of organizations, but getting in touch with the right one for someone's specific need is often the key to helping someone retain their independence when they have a disability. The kind of services they would assist with would be getting information on a specific organization that provides a service, referrals to those organizations, peer counseling, advocacy, which is often critical in trying to get support, service, or accommodation for somebody's disability. Also, skills training and transitions that are equally important. They've got a traumatic brain injury activity group that have actually used their time and efforts to make these gigantic blankets for elephants at the Save Elephant Foundation, their elephant nature park in Thailand. It's a way of utilizing their skills to help others in need, and I think that's an extraordinary thing to throw the light on as we welcome back the executive director of Aloha Independent Living Hawaii, Roxanne Bolden. Roxanne, great to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure. And we're going to, they have a lot of different things that they offer for folks in terms of support groups and ways to help people with a niche of a specific range of service, really. But first, describe your mission and how you guys function as an organization.
Sure. Our mission is to help people with disabilities acquire the independent living support and services so that they can live independently within their own community. So we don't believe in institutions. We want people to live, you know, in their own homes, or if they're in an apartment, or even share a room with somebody that where they can, you know, be roommates but live independently and be immersed in the community just like everybody else.
And are there, before we hear about some of the specific services, are there costs to receive services or assistance from you guys?
No, 100% of our services are free. You just have to have a disability. So as long as you have a disability and a need, so, you know, if you have a specific need, whether it's obtaining housing, whether it's applying for benefits, whether it's accessing services that maybe you're just not aware of, anything like that, give our agency a call, and then you will be assigned an independent living specialist who will sit down with you, do an intake, and figure out what's the best solution for you to accomplish your goal.
How do you guys get funding to provide this invaluable range of services?
So there's two specific funding. They're both provided by, one is by the federal government and the other one is by the state of Hawaii. So they're called independent living funds, specifically for independent living centers. And we have a contract with Department of Vocational Rehabilitation that provides the Part B funding for independent living, and the state has a certain percentage to match. And then there's the Part C funding, which is directly from the federal government, and again, that's also for independent living services.
And then you guys, as a nonprofit, can accept private donations from any sort of individual companies or grants that would be applicable.
Yes, absolutely.
So some of the core services, and again, I would say these are core, but mm-hmm. backing up, Roxanne, really, a core service would be for, if you were to say, for example, you look over the last year,
right,
in terms of people reaching out to you. They could be existing folks that you know of who have mm-hmm. needs, or they could then be new people who have reached out over the course of the last year. What would you say the core services are that are defined by the frequency with which they're sought?
Okay. So overall, just like in this, throughout the whole entire state, the biggest issue I think every human service organization is facing is housing, the lack of affordable, accessible housing. So there's only so much we can do because we don't control the housing situation. We can help you to apply for Section 8 when it actually even opens up, because I think it just recently opened up last year. Before that, it was actually closed, you know, for many, many years. We have relationships with different property management or realty company on all the different islands. So if they do have property that does fit, you know, the income level for our consumers, then we can try to help them to get into those particular buildings, you know, and properties. But last year was actually very unique because of the numerous natural disasters that we faced. So our organization, thankfully, because we're the only independent living service in the state of Hawaii that's that serves the whole entire Hawaii. So there is another organization that provides service here in Honolulu on this, you know, in the state of, I mean, on the island of Oahu, but we're the only one that's statewide. And specifically, the Big Island was hit by, you know, hurricanes, by the lava flow, then hurricanes, the lava flow, and then flooding. And our staff, thankfully, we were the only disability organization that was on the grounds to help people, the lava evacuees, to be able to obtain housing, to get the services that they needed, even accessible, the you know, accessibility issues. They built a lot of mini homes. And sometimes what they fail to remember are people with disabilities may be one of those individuals that would be using the home. So thankfully, our staff was on the ground to provide technical assistance to say, you know, this building needs to be a little bit bigger because of a wheelchair, or, you know, they can't use their wheelchair on the gravel. How about putting some of the rubber mats that they would normally use for the recreational parks, or put concrete, you know? But it was offering solutions. I'm very proud of the staff. Not only were we out in the community, but our staff itself was affected. So it was a very challenging year for all of us because we all had to pull together and work as a team. Our staff internally was facing their own personal issues.
Sure.
They lived in the community of Puna, several of them,
affected,
and they were
themselves.
Affected. Yes. So here they are going to work and being present for the community, but when they return home, they're personally affected. So it was extremely very, very challenging for us last year.
So obviously that's provides its own sort of special wrinkles, as you pointed out there. But it didn't stop the organization from offering a wide range of services that some of those, if you want to shine a light on in particular, blind and visually impaired peer group,
yes,
deaf and hard of hearing peer group, ASL group, speak to some of these things in terms of for loved ones who are out there who may think, wow, this would be a great opportunity, or for people themselves to think, I would like this.
Yes. So on every island, there are different support groups based on the community's needs. So here in Oahu, we actually have two traumatic brain injury support groups. One does the crafting and the other one does the sewing. So as you mentioned earlier on the top of the show, we had our sewing group actually do the blankets for the Save the Elephant Foundation. We have our card group that actually makes these different cards and they give to the rehab hospital patients, you know, as they're exiting or different during holidays. And it's just something to say, hey, you know, rehab hospital offers us a place to go to so we can meet. And in turn, we like to take our talents and skills and create something to offer to the patients that are at the rehab hospital. So it's a full cycle thing. And that's on Oahu. On the Big Island, there are numerous groups. So on the Kona side, we had developed a visually impaired group because there seemed to be a bigger population of people who have visual impairment on the Kona side. That's still developing. I don't know if you've been to the Big Island, but the Hilo side and the Kona side are, even though it's the same island, they're very unique. So in the Hilo side, it's kind of like a village where everybody knows everybody and helps everyone. On the Kona side, is like people are not very open to letting people know what their issues are. You know, there's a level of trust that needs to be built. So that's taking a while to develop, but we have established a group. It's a small group, you know, for those with visual impairment, and we bring out several different topics that can be helpful for them, whether it's different assistive technology devices or just support in general. On the Hilo side, we have our deaf and hard of hearing group, and we also have our men and women support group. One is just for women, the other one is just for men, and the other one is a combination. And then we have our youth group, where we have several youth, young adults that have autism and, you know, need that support and socialization. And that's just on the Big Island. On Maui, we also have a visually impaired group, and then we also have a mixed group, you know, for people with different disabilities. On Molokai, we have a non-ambulatory group as well as an ambulatory group. group, and then we have a young adult group, a youth group, I'm sorry. And then on Kauai, again, unique. Every island is so different. Right. And Kauai, we're still trying to determine exactly what is the community's needs, because, you know, even our consumer base is still trying to grow because it's just unique. We've just been hearing it from people who live on Kauai. They're very private people. You know, everybody knows everybody. So they're not going to be very voluntarily to say, this is my issue, because probably the person that's providing them the service probably knows their family. So it's one of those things where a level of trust needs to be built. And we're still trying to develop that to say, hey, you know, when you come to us, your issues are private. This is just between you and I. And these are some of the services that can help you, you know, and help your life situation. So,
and so it's great. It's a great way for wherever you are in the state, if you yourself could take advantage of some of these services or are facing issues relating to retaining your independence and living with a disability and finding there are challenges you could use assistance with. Or you're just saying, you know, here's where I am, what is near me that would be useful, yeah. Then when I provide the contact information, that's a great thing to be able to know that there's a lot of stuff. And you can basically say, here's the situation I'm in, Roxanne. Yeah. Is there something near me that would be beneficial? Yeah. Or here's the situation I'm in, how could you help me to try to get out of it? Or what organizations may be near me that I'm not familiar with that would be able to play a critical role? And because they don't have dough to market themselves, you just wouldn't know. That's why an organization like Aloha Independent Living Hawaii can be so critical. And refocusing on the thing that you had mentioned, just to figure out and to again shine a light on a way that people can, no matter where you fall, you may realize, well, how can I make a contribution when I need help myself? How could I actually make a contribution to the world? Well, some of the activities that they offer, the sewing group that they have done, of note, when we talked to them last time, I suggested to her, based on a previous Helping Hand guest's needs, for a sewing activity for them, which would be making some blankets, big blankets for elephants, which probably take the biggest blanket of any of our residents of Earth, who would say that that has to be a big blanket. And Save Elephant Foundation and Lek Chilert from the Elephant Nature Park in Thailand had been on, and they were talking about in the winter, they have these elderly rescued, formerly abused elephants, and they get cold. They used to have to entertain tourists, and now they are living in freedom, but obviously they get cold. And so you guys, I've seen the pictures, provided some incredible aloha, these huge blankets, and that's what it takes to put a blanket on an elephant. But lo and behold, the Aloha Independent Living Hawaii has come up with several of these blankets. Now, where were these sewn in the state?
It was here on Oahu, in our traumatic brain injury group. And it was good because the sewing group is a form of their therapeutic, you know, their therapy, basically. Sure. So it helps with their use of their hands and their memory, because some of them used to be seamstresses. And, you know, just doing the continual repetitive, you know, process helps for them to trigger their memory so they can regain back that information. Yeah.
So it's a chance for someone to get therapy while they're helping out.
Exactly.
It's a real, it's a great bit of philanthropy and giving back, all rolled into one. And when Roxanne would email me pictures of the latest blanket they made, and these are huge blankets. I mean, it's just like 8 feet by 6 feet or something. It's just, you know, big enough for an elephant. You can imagine that's not a small blanket. So I just have to commend you guys, because I think it's a great thing. And I love throwing that out there, because it's the kind of seed you never know who can realize. You know, our group could do something like that and make blankets for elephants or rhinos or any number of and it shows the ability to help people and help animals and to utilize your skills. And you say to yourself, wow, I actually am making a huge contribution while I'm getting help and while I'm working on these skills, helping my brain, helping my hands. I'm also helping others, and in a real tangible way. It's inspiring. And so as we think about other ways that people can try to support you, whether it's making cash donations to enable more of these groups and places to take place, or if there are locations you need, so maybe there's a community organization that has space you could do things at, maybe specific supplies. The floor is yours. How can people most assist you with all of the things they have to offer?
Okay, so right now we are looking at possibly looking at a different location even for our sewing group. There are things that are happening at the rehab hospital, which, you know, of course, we're extremely very grateful for the generosity of them allowing us to use one of their conference room. But that's something down the line that we may have to look for a possible location in Honolulu. You know, we were trying to explore other options outside the city of Honolulu, but because majority of our residents take the handy van and it's just accessing the handy van to go into Honolulu is easier for them, we don't want to lose membership and participation. So if anybody knows of a location that we can use, you know, where a group of about 15 people can come in and sit down and sew, that would definitely be something that would be helpful for us. They're also looking at donated material. Sometimes people have scraps of material left around. We use that. That's how we were able to do the blanket. You know, they were able to take the different materials. They do a lot of different sewing projects. So, you know, threads, needles, anything like that that you may just have extra laying around and you're not using, you know, we'll definitely take those. We have a wonderful partnership with the Waikiki Community Health as well as the Waikiki, I think it's Community Center. There's two different facilities. But when people go into the hospital and they no longer need their durable medical equipment like a walker or a wheelchair, they call our agency, and we've been so happy to have them donate those to us because during that whole natural disasters last year, we shipped everything out to the Big Island. So that way it was available for any of the lava evacuees that needed wheelchairs. We had them available, you know, and on hand, ready for them to use when they needed to get out. And so things like that where we can turn around and pay it forward to somebody else is something that we would definitely appreciate because we don't hold on to it. We want to be able to make sure that we can spread this, whether it's a tool, whether it's information, or whether it's education, anything that can help somebody achieve greater independence in their life. That's what we're all about, and that's what we want to do.
How about volunteer opportunities?
Oh, yes. Volunteer opportunity, if you have a skill, something that you would like to, you know, teach our group, let us know, because we're always looking for different, you know, speakers or, you know, something that can educate our group that we're not aware of, that can further enhance their life or introduce them to something new that can be therapeutic. Please give us a call, you know, in every island. We're always looking for different presenters to come out to our group.
Here is how to get in touch with the organization, AlohaIlHawaii.org, and that is where there's a contact form, and you can send an email utilizing that, or you can make a phone call, 800-385-2454, and that also translates to A-I-L-H. Mm-hmm. All of this info is online at our website, HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where you can also find the full interview, the radio feature, all of our previous guests, and you can look for photos of the blankets that they have sewn for the elephants at the Save Elephant Foundation's Elephant Nature Park in Thailand. You can see those incredible photographs, which really are nothing short of breathtaking, quite frankly. It's Roxanne Bolden, the executive director of the Aloha Independent Living Hawaii, and up to some remarkable things in the community and giving people across the state a lot of different ways to help out at different levels, really. So, and certainly throwing the word out there, if you're in the Honolulu area and you could provide space for a group of about 15 folks to meet. Was that about weekly? How often do you?
They were meeting every other Sunday.
So twice a month
right.
would be the space on Sundays. If you've got a room at your church, community center, office, etc., and you want to facilitate them helping other people and animals in need, certainly reach out to them with the contact info that we have at the post for Aloha Independent Living Hawaii. On behalf of everyone in your group is doing such great things, and that you're enabling that that therapeutic work, and the animals and people who are benefiting from their endeavors to make cards for folks, make blankets for elephants, and do other magnanimous gestures of philanthropy and kindness. I really do appreciate it. It's a great example, and it gives me so much pride to put those pictures on the web and show off their fine work that they did, and I am sure those elephants would give them snuggles for for doing something so kind like that. Yeah. So thanks for taking a suggestion to heart that I did and then making it, just batting it out of the park, young lady.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.